Listening, Part 2. Listen to a travel agent leaving a voicemail about some travel arrangements. Choose the correct answer, A, B or C, for each gap, 1 to 5. The first one has been done for you. You now have 30 seconds to look at the task.
Hi, this is Jenny from Executive Travel, and I've got an update on Mrs. Wilson's return travel arrangements from Canada next week. I did try to phone her, but I guess her mobile was switched off. So if you could pass this on the next time you email her or text her, that would be great. On the day before she comes back, so on the Friday, she's staying in Edmonton at the Wayside Hotel. When I rang them to confirm, they said she can have somewhere at the back, away from the traffic, because I know what she's like about noise. They have lots of vegetarian things on the menu, so that's fine. They haven't got any special offers, but it's not very expensive anyway. The next morning, they said to leave plenty of time to get to the airport to get the flight from Edmonton to Vancouver. It's not because they're digging up the motorway. It's because it's a public holiday, so there will be lots more people on the road trying to get away. And obviously, at the airport, you'll get queues at check-in. In Vancouver, I've booked her on the Icelandic air flight via Reykjavik on Saturday afternoon. It does cost a bit more than the one that comes straight to London, but it's better for her. Her flight from Edmonton gets into Vancouver at about 2, and the Icelandic air flight leaves at 5. So she'll have about 3 hours to change planes, which is perfect. Now, there is a 10-hour stop in Reykjavik. She could get a room in the airport and get a bit of sleep. And there are a couple of very nice places to eat. Or she would have time for a trip to the Blue Lagoon, which is a warm outdoor lake, and that is something I would really recommend. When she gets back, I'll send the tickets for the Berlin conference. We managed to get them with 50% off, which isn't bad. And we can also chat about the ideas for the weekend off she was planning in Paris.
Now listen again.
Hi, this is Jenny from Executive Travel, and I've got an update on Mrs. Wilson's return travel arrangements from Canada next week. I did try to phone her, but I guess her mobile was switched off. So if you could pass this on the next time you email her or text her, that would be great. On the day before she comes back, so on the Friday, she's staying in Edmonton at the Wayside Hotel. When I rang them to confirm, they said she can have somewhere at the back, away from the traffic, because I know what she's like about noise. They have lots of vegetarian things on the menu, so that's fine. They haven't got any special offers, but it's not very expensive anyway. The next morning, they said to leave plenty of time to get to the airport to get the flight from Edmonton to Vancouver. It's not because they're digging up the motorway. It's because it's a public holiday, so there will be lots more people on the road trying to get away. And obviously, at the airport, you'll get queues at check-in. In Vancouver, I've booked her on the Icelandic air flight via Reykjavik on Saturday afternoon. It does cost a bit more than the one that comes straight to London, but it's better for her. Her flight from Edmonton gets into Vancouver at about 2, and the Icelandic air flight leaves at 5. So she'll have about 3 hours to change planes, which is perfect. Now, there is a 10-hour stop in Reykjavik. She could get a room in the airport and get a bit of sleep. And there are a couple of very nice places to eat. Or she would have time for a trip to the Blue Lagoon, which is a warm outdoor lake, and that is something I would really recommend. When she gets back, I'll send the tickets for the Berlin conference. We managed to get them with 50% off, which isn't bad. And we can also chat about the ideas for the weekend off she was planning in Paris.